Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. So right now we're talking about different things that you can do to please people in your space, because I believe that when you please people, you improve your ability to convert those browsers into buyers. You want to make your customers feel awesome, and you want to make your potential customers feel excited about all that you have to offer. So today I want to talk about videos, because I am a video girl. So one of the things I mentioned to you before was my powerful plugins installation service, right? So over on my shop, you'll see that I've got my powerful plugins install service, and I install two plugins that I absolutely love and want to share with you. One of the plugins is to create landing pages. Another one is to add pop-ups and sign-up forms so that you can optimize your list. Inside of that, in addition to the plugins that I install onto your website, and by the way, these are premium plugins, so you're getting a great deal, I also share some of my favorite plugins that I like to add onto my space. One of them is TubeLab, T-U-B-E-L-A-B, and I'll include the links to all of these inside of the resources so you can pause the audio, take a look at the resource link so it's easy for you to find out where all these little great, awesome resources are. TubeLab is great because it allows me to integrate YouTube, the whole channel, into my website. They've got some awesome widgets and features. So if you go to Sister Sense and you look at the top tab, click on the one that says Sister Sense TV, and you can watch my YouTube videos right from my website. So again, you know I'm a video girl. In addition to embedding videos onto the website, I also like to have the ability for people to just kind of see the best that I have on my channel, on my space. That's actually something that I'm providing a service to a lot of my clients, you know, helping them create their own branded TV channels, basically customizing their YouTube channel on YouTube, but also integrating the channel into their website as its own unique TV page, so they can keep people on their website as opposed to directing them onto YouTube, right? You want to improve your website, and one of the ways you get do that is to find ways to strategically keep people on your site longer, and having the videos on my space is definitely a great way to do that. But that's just kind of a sidebar. Really, when I talk to you today about pleasing people as far as videos are concerned, I want to talk about some videos that I feel are absolutely positively great for business. So one of the things I mentioned to you before is your pages, right? Or I should say your power pages and what you should do to create them and make them better. I recommended that you should definitely have an about page. And if you have a service page, I talked about creating a video that I said, you know, I can help you video, or how I can help you video, rather. As a service professional, I recommend that you sit down and do one of these videos. Get cute, get pretty, sit down, and just for at least 5 to 10 minutes, tell people what it is that you do and how you can help them improve their lives. I love to create this video. I think it's good for business because it gives people an opportunity to connect with you. It's like, for me, YouTube and videos is a way to simulate a face-to-face conversation or a call with a client. So they can say, oh, this is what she looks like. This is what she sounds like. This is what she offers. I know some people, they love to read, and they love to read everything from the, you know, the header to the fine print. Other people hate to read, and they would much rather listen to an audio like this or watch a video. So just having that 5 to 10 minute quick video, just sharing your services and how you can help, especially if you're somebody who's trying to get your services out there, I think that's a great way to go. And for me, I would say you want to keep the video to anywhere between 3 to under 10 minutes, because you don't want people's eyes to glaze over. You don't want to get them to get confused. You want it to be very simple and clear as far as what you offer, because then they can better understand you, and two, they can better explain what you do to others. So if you go and you tell them like for like an hour that you do 55 different things, they're going to forget things. They're probably going to, you know, sign off 15 minutes into it, and they won't know or retain any of that information. But for me, Yes, I know I do a lot, but when people say, well, what do you do? I honestly keep it simple. I'm like, I'm a web designer. I mentor women entrepreneurs, and I have a community of thousands of experts and professionals in my field. I try to keep it under 60 seconds because then people can go, ooh, I know so-and-so. They need a website. LaShonda's a web designer. Boom. Talk to her. Just kind of keep it simple, and I do that in the video. It's a really great way to please people, make it simple for them to retain your expertise, the skill set that you have, and to think of you when opportunities come up for people who may need that particular product or service and have you in the mix, okay? So I'm not one of those people who go, you know, give them the laundry list so that you can sound all awesome and great. I'm like, keep it simple. Give them the bullet points, you know, pitch them in 60 seconds or less so they can remember who you are and what you do. So if they need you or they know somebody that needs you, that pleasing process is simple and effective. All right. So that's one video that's great for business. How can I help you? A simple, quick video. Another one that I love to create is this is how it works. For me as an information entrepreneur, I know that my audience have, you know, people in my audience, they have a lot of questions. And so I like to do videos just to give you the basics of how things work. This is how blogging works. This is how you can create your own Ning network. This is how you can host your own webinar. You know, simple questions that people ask me. I love to do videos because it allows me to give them my insight, to show my credibility, and then say, okay, well, now that you know the beginning, let's talk about the intermediate step. Let's talk about the next step, and here are some trainings that I have around that. So you may be a little bit apprehensive to do videos, but it's definitely a great way for you to build your credibility. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you search for content on Google, you'll find that in addition to websites coming up, videos come up quite a bit as well. So, you know, Google does own YouTube. Using videos as a way to please people is also a great way to help people find you in the process. So those are two videos that I want you to think about and consider creating. How can I help you video, as well as a how this work video. So just simple how-to videos you can put together to show people you know what you know and give them an opportunity to take advantage of what you have to offer. Now I've got other great videos that I'd love for you to watch. One of them is an extension of this, and I'm talking a lot more about videos that are really great for business. So definitely take a look in the resource section so that you can get that extension of what we're talking about now, and take advantage of listening to that session on other videos that are great for business. Also keep in mind, I have my CD on how to become a video pro, from, you know, the process of putting together your videos if you want to do recordings in your house, to use YouTube, to do webinars and, you know, screen captures, all that good stuff. All the trainings I've done on videos is in my Video Pro CD. You can see the CD. It's in my shop. On occasion, I sell the CD individually. For the most part, the CD is actually within my Propreneur kit. So if you go to my GoPro starter kit, one of the five CDs in there is the Video Pro series. So that's definitely something that you can take a look at if you want more additional information. But I definitely want you today to get fired up and focused on using videos to strategically give people a sense of who you are, what you have to offer, and what's working right now. All right. So if you need any more help from me, you can always email me, lhenry@sistersense.com. You can schedule a clarity call with me. If you are one of my clients and I am working on web projects for you, I can even help you work on your videos. I'm actually, for one of my clients right now, working on video trailers for her so that she can add that to her YouTube channel. So whether you need just kind of a clarity call to work the DIY steps, or you physically need a tech person to help you create your videos, or even help you put graphics together for your YouTube channel, those are all things that I can do for you inside of SistersSense. So just kind of inbox me or schedule a call with me so we can talk more about that. And if you're looking to integrate your YouTube channel into your website, TubeLab is definitely a great plugin. So take a look at that as well. All right. So don't forget, head on over to our Facebook group, facebook.sistersense.com, so that you can share your pound fired up progress with us. Let me know what you're working on. If you've posted a video on YouTube, post it in our power circle. I would love to watch it, and I'm sure the ladies would love to see it too. All right. So to your success. All the best on your next step. We've got more to talk about tomorrow inside of our 28 Days of Fire and Focus series. Take care. Bye.